Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Zielinski. The New Testament reading for today is from Luke chapter 11, verses 37 to 54. While Jesus was speaking, a Pharisee asked him to dine with him, so he went in and reclined at table. The Pharisee was astonished to see that he did not first wash before dinner. And the Lord said to him, "Now you Pharisees, cleanse the outside of the cup and of the dish, but inside you are full of greed and wickedness. You fools, did not he who made the outside make the inside also? But give as alms those things that are within, and behold, everything is clean for you. But woe to you Pharisees, for you tithe mint and rue and every herb, and neglect justice and the love of God. These you ought to have done without neglecting the others. Woe to you Pharisees, for you love the best seat in the synagogues and greetings in the marketplaces. Woe to you, for you are like unmarked graves, and people walk over them without knowing it." One of the lawyers answered him, "Teacher, in saying these things, you insult us also." And he said, "Woe to you lawyers also, for you load people with burdens hard to bear, and you yourselves do not touch the burdens with one of your fingers. Woe to you, for you build the tombs of the prophets whom your fathers killed. So you are witnesses, and you consent to the deeds of your fathers, for they killed them, and you build their tombs. Therefore also the wisdom of God said, 'I will send them prophets and apostles, some of whom they will kill and persecute, so that the blood of all the prophets, shed from the foundation of the world, may be charged against this generation, from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah, who perished between the altar and the sanctuary. Yes, I tell you, it will be required of this generation. Woe to you lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. You did not enter yourselves, and you hindered those who were entering.'" As he went away from there, the scribes and Pharisees began to press him hard and to provoke him to speak about many things, lying in wait for him to catch him in something he might say. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. We work pretty hard these days to keep up a positive public image. Photo filters, AI-enhanced writing. But as they say, beauty is only skin deep. As we observe the lives of others, we're tempted to compare ourselves to them. Either we can become discouraged that they have it all figured out, and we feel adrift, or we can be overtaken with pride and thank God he hasn't made us like one of them. The game of outward appearances and comparisons is a fool's errand and is the spiritual condition Jesus is warning about in today's reading from Luke. The Pharisees and lawyers, teachers of the law, kept up a very pious outward image. They didn't just keep the tithe, they kept it down to the last leaf of mint, while at the same time their hearts were greedy, and they missed all that God truly desires, mercy, not sacrifice. Likewise, the lawyers were not gladly hearing God's word and receiving his messengers and prophets. Instead, they would soon join the legacy of their forefathers who killed the messengers and rejected the warnings given by God. Woe to us if we love to keep up an outward appearance of godliness, but only do so to be seen by others. Keeping the law flows from the right spirit and clean heart created by God in us. You're a baptized child of God. You've been cleansed inside and out. You have died to sin and have risen to new life in Christ so that Christ who lives in you loves justice, loves God's will. United with Christ, you are set free from the heavy burdens of the law's condemnation. Set free in forgiveness, you are free to live in love to God and love of your neighbor, and thus fulfill the law of Christ. Let us pray. O God, you make the minds of your faithful to be of one will. Grant that we may love what you have commanded and desire what you promise, that among the many changes of this world, our hearts may be fixed where true joys are found. through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.